I'm actually recording this in a quiet corner of Luton Airport on the way to another journey to Poland. And this insight of Rawsanek HaKohen of Lublin is absolutely appropriate for this moment. We know that the bracha of Zekah B'Shofar Gadol is based on a pasuk, the pasuk of Vahaya B'Yomah Hu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. And it will be on that day that the great shofar will blow Ha'ovdim Eretz Ashur V'Hanidachim Eretz Mitzrayim. And those that are lost in the land of Ashur, those that are dispersed, abandoned in Eretz Mitzrayim, they're all going to come back. V'shtachvil Hashem b'har ha-kodesh b'Yerushalayim. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, what is this shofar gadol that we're trying to understand? What is this great shofar? This is something incredible. This shofar is made up of a number of voices. What voices is it made up of? The kol tzakos shel kol ha-nefashos miYisrael, the cry of every Jew throughout history in every generation to Hashem. When all of these cries are joined together, it creates a shofar gadol, creates a great shofar. And here's the amazing thing about it, that it will have a cosmic effect as a result of these cries being joined together, of this shofar gadol that's created with the cries of every single Jew throughout every single generation. Mis'ayret tzaka, it's going to create a call, a cry, also in the heart of every Jew, even those that are far away from Hashem, even those that have been lost throughout the generations, they're all going to come back. Kibbutz Galus, all of the Jewish people coming home, all of the people connecting as one, comes as a result of the cries of the Jews of every generation. Not only is no Jew ever lost, but no cry is ever lost. Every single cry out to Hashem combines, joins together and has an effect for the future and the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And go further. Sefer Eretz Tzvi from the Kozak Lover Rebbe, who's a Talmud of the Sachachav, says this Shofar Gadol which is going to come, which is going to bring everybody together. This is the collection of all the thoughts of Teshuvah that every Jew ever had and all the bitterness that they experienced in every cry and every call, from the difficulties and the darkness of Galus. And all of this will come together and all be resurrected in this shofar gadol. And from those cries of the Galus, from those cries of the pains, of the suffering, the pogroms, the ghettos, of the gas chambers, it's all going to come together and create this shofar gadol. And from that, the Geula will come. The Rebbe goes on to say, and that which a person is aroused to moan and to groan, to cry, from the fact that we have our own shortcomings and our own avodas Hashem, that we're not where we want to be and not where we need to be, all those cries and those moans, that yearning, also, is combined into the shofar gadol in the future, into the future geula. So really, every Jew that cries out to Hashem at every point in the galus is making a contribution to the future of the galus. He's connecting himself, she's connecting herself to the light of the future Geula. So it's not only that no Jew will be left behind, it's that no Jewish cry, no sincere cry will ever be left behind. It's all going to a special place, to a holy place. Every sincere cry that we utter, that every Jew has ever uttered, goes to build up that voice of the shofar gadol that ultimately will wake up the entire Jewish people and will turn the world around to this ultimate destiny of bringing all the Jewish people home.